Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink. There it is. There it is.
I don't trust his counting.
I don't either. I don't either. We were talking about Alex Jones before we get on air.
Yeah, he does. He creates an enormous amount of traffic. Like, I know it's part of his shtick to play the fucking woe me.
Got it.
I'm kicked off but he's probably at the bottom line. He may have a smaller audience, but he's making more money now, I bet.
If I had to guess,
he's probably making more money, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Look, we've been to a studio a few times.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News. Well, we're here bringing you all the fakest, realest news of the week. This week in particular, nothing's going on, so I think we'll just talk about clown pornography because nothing's happened, right, this week?
In clown pornography specifically, there's nothing happening?
No, in the world. A lot going on in clown pornography, a little going on in the world.
And cake sitting, actually.
Ah, Jesse, you've always been in a cake sitting.
Well, I just think it's just something I would do.
Sure. Yeah.
Like fart on cakes?
Yeah, like feet stuff and then cake sitting.
Yeah, that's
weird.
That's
or like
all you're
balloon
into.
Sitting. It just seems like they're making the most money for the least amount of erotic. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. The socks too. The sock game is big.
You wanna meet people at the intersection of your product and their affinity group, whatever that happens to be, right?
Correct.
That's where you get the most warm leads from a marketing perspective.
Yep.
But am I talking about that?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're talking about doing something that's very niche because you can service a smaller audience but get a higher return on per member audience.
Because they would love it.
Well, I'm also talking about stuff that you can get paid for as a gal that you don't have to do too much before.
Yeah.
Farting
on cakes.
Sticking things in your butthole, you know what I mean?
Well, like, sure. I feel like dudes are missing that market too. There's plenty of creeps of all types out there.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And if you, want to do that, make an OnlyFans account, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like my grandfather said, if you dream it, you can achieve it. And those are words that I still live by to this day.
I don't know
if you will it, dude.
Yeah, he definitely did.
It is no dream.
He definitely did before he passed.
If you Goodwill hunting it.
Before he passed, I'm sure he definitely
said that to me.
How
you like them apples?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He didn't say it. First story of the week. Mad Dog. You mad? Dog? James Mattis, former Secretary of Defense, had some very choice words for President Trump this week. Probably due to the president suggesting that we use the Insurrection Act of 1807, which is a major exemption to the
posse
on Broadway.
Posse Comitatus is what it's called.
Right. And it was also a very famous song about Sir Mix-a-Lot, Posse on Broadway. Named after that.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
What's he doing right now?
Mixing a lot is what he's doing right now. Which prevents the use of military under federal command operating in a law enforcement capacity. Madison decried the use of the military to suppress protest, suggesting we not be distracted by a small group of criminals amongst the protesters. He also stated that Trump is the first president in his lifetime who doesn't try to unite people and instead creates division. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on this? Look, you in particular, because I know he's a hero in the military community. I've seen a lot of mixed messages on Facebook.
First of all, let me start by saying that no officer is a hero to me in the military.
He's an officer?
Yeah. He was a general.
Okay. I know he's a general.
Like,
but
I'm a soldier. I fight. That guy, like, he may, I don't know as actually his early career, but mm-hmm. I mean, if you're an officer in the military, particularly even if you're in the infantry, you really only get to fight when you're a second lieutenant, maybe when you're a captain, because a first lieutenant billet is typically like an XO or some kind of bullshit like that. Not that it's like any less honorable or anything, it's just different, right? So that's not who I would label as a hero. Although I did think I enjoyed for a long time his ability to balance a very aggressive military mindset with thoughtfulness, you know what I mean, and thinking about people outside of himself. Here, he's probably both right and wrong. And I'll start with the things that he said about what it means about him, and then I'll move on to what he said that was right, actually, about Trump. The idea that Trump is the most divisive president in his lifetime is fucking horseshit. That's the dumbest fucking thing he possibly could have said. Like, there's, if you're a public figure like that that carries that much respect and weight behind the words that you say, mm-hmm. you should choose your words a little bit more carefully, because when you use hyperbole, people dismiss all the good points that you made. We've talked about this just this week. The Lee Atwater Southern Strategy bullshit mm-hmm. was intentionally developed to divide white and black America and get racist white people to vote for Republicans, even if they had Democratic leanings. That was the entire point of that. So you're going to tell me that Trump, who's just a fucking knucklehead, and let's be real, he's a fucking knucklehead, you think that guy is intentionally dividing people? No, he's an ignorant old white man. He's just like all of you and myself. We fucking are dumb about stuff very frequently because we haven't personally experienced it. He's been rich his entire life, mm-hmm. and he's had no real life experience that would have exposed him to thoughtful ideas. Mattis doesn't have that excuse. He served in the military for a very long time. He knows a lot of people. He's seen the struggle of varying groups of people, from white rural people to black and brown urban people. He knows all of it, and he should be smart enough not to say some stupid fucking shit like that, to be honest.
Well, one of the things that's going on behind the scenes, there's a guy named Dan Bongio. Have you heard of this guy? Mm. He's become a massive, I guess, conservative voice. Mm-hmm. He's on Fox News a lot. He has a podcast. One of the top stories today that he was running on his show was that there is a massive conspiracy in Washington right now behind people on the right that are trying to get Trump out of office, that they're done with the bullshit, or what they think is perceived bullshit on this.
Right.
I don't know whether that's true or not. I have no goddamn idea.
Maybe. Look, I think there's always some kind of ongoing... I don't know if I would call it a conspiracy, though. It's just what we've come to know is American politics. Mm-hmm. We're mm-hmm. all full of shit.
Yeah.
So here's what Mattis said that I like. He said, we should all reject, and this is a quote, reject and hold accountable those in office who would make a mockery of our Constitution. I absolutely agree with that. And that's why I think every single politician today should be fired right now. And you can run again, but you should be fired right now, because there's no greater abject failure in American history than the politicians that are in office right now, in my opinion. Over the last 30 years or so, we've seen things like the Patriot Act, and we've seen these assholes sell it to a part of the community, a large part of the community, and make them feel okay about being spied on a daily basis. Liberty is a soul's right to breathe, motherfucker. And here's two ways you can't breathe. You can't breathe when the government is seeing every private fucking thought you have, mm-hmm. and you can't breathe with somebody's knee on your fucking neck, right? We're all on the same side here.
Yeah.
Everybody's complaining. Like, I see half of people yelling about shitty fuckface protesters, and I see the other half of people yelling about shitty fuckface cops. But we're not yelling about black people are about cops. We're yelling about shitty fuck faces,
right?
And who's stirring up this hornet's nest? It's not us. It's never been us. It's always these government cunts in the media that do that shit. It's very frustrating to see somebody of his stature play into it, but it's not like Trump hasn't been doing it the whole time. He's a politician just like anybody else. Mm-hmm. Say what you want about him not being a career politician. He is a politician now,
right?
And he cannot be trusted any more than any of these other motherfuckers can. I think it's unfortunate, and I think now I'm going to move on to, because he did say some decent things, and the way Trump responded to him is the most petulant nonsense I've ever seen in my life. This statement that he made where probably the only thing Obama and I have in common is that we both had the honor of firing Jim Mattis, the world's most overrated general. That's something that a 12-year-old says. That's like basically saying, oh.
And he didn't resign. Mom. He fired him?
No, he quit.
Yeah, Mattis
James Mattis quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a protest over the Syrian pullout.
So he didn't have that pleasure, did he?
No. It's and I would apply the same standard to Trump that I would to Mattis. See, this is another one of those opportunities where instead of going to your fucking respective corner, you can be like, you know what? Both of you guys are fucking assholes. Why don't you both shut the fuck up?
Right.
Because if you don't have anything to say that's bringing this country together, you think calling out the president right now is for, if you're James Mattis, a former member of his cabinet, you think what you said is helping us unite?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the same as all these motherfuckers with these liberal and conservative fucking Instagram pages that are like, we need to stop thinking about this stuff and fucking get the healing. And then their next post is, like, Democratic mayors are failing the country. Like, give me a fucking break, dude. Like, you think now's time to play your fucking political game? Why don't you get fucked with that bullshit? It's so irritating to me that nobody can see beyond their own fucking bias. I don't understand that. I know that it's common with people, but I personally don't understand it. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm curious the motive of saying this right now, like you said. It seems strange to come out and make a statement now where, truthfully, I haven't heard anything about or from Jim Mattis since his book came out.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, about 6 or 8 months ago, I would say? And it was number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Why are you speaking out about this now? I guess maybe because he's upset about the threat of invoking, you know, military to patrol the streets and things like that. Like, I'm not really sure, but
he's trying to. That's something that I assume to General Mattis, or Secretary Mattis, I guess, since it's his last billet, is something that's very deep, near and dear to his heart. He doesn't want to see what he considers his children, for lack of a better phrase. Like, when you're in a leadership position, like when I'm in a leadership position, I think of these guys as my little brother. I assume when you're in your 50s or 60s and 70s and you're looking at people that you're in a leadership position over, it seems more like you're like a father-son relationship or a father-daughter relationship. He doesn't want to see his oath to the country be disabused, and he doesn't want to see the honor of people that are in uniform disabused, and I agree with him about that, absolutely, and I understand why he would do that, and it's fine for him to come out and say that, like, hey, Mr. President, because you were a fucking appointed official, you need to use a little bit of decorum when you're fucking talking about people and respect the office. If you're going to be in that position, respect the office. Mr. President, you using this very flippant rhetoric about deploying militaries against the wishes of a governor, that's not how it works in this country, bitch. Sorry. Like, you can, there's a very polite way and a professional way that he could have said that. And his whole ethos throughout his entire military career was be professional, but always have a plan to kill someone, right? That's like one of his famous quotes, or have a plan to kill everyone you meet. And that's fine. That's catchy and it sounds cool and shit, but you forgot the first part. Be fucking professional. You know what I mean? Do something that actually moves the ball forward. Holding people accountable is great. It's what I'm known for, because I don't have allegiance to any of these bitches, but this is not the way to do it. This is so tone deaf. It's like it's the opposite of the Broncos head coach saying there's no racism in football. Like, come on, man.
Right.
There's racism everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't hurt you personally as an older white man to say, you know what, there is a lot of racism. It doesn't hurt you. Here's why people won't do it. This is my theory. I believe that people won't admit that that's a problem, the same way that black protesters and their allies won't admit that they're shitty fucking turds amongst their ranks. They won't admit it because it implies a requirement and a responsibility on their part to do something to fucking change it. That's mm-hmm. why they won't admit it. If the Denver Broncos white head coach says, you know what, there is a problem with racism in this organization, the next question the reporter or whoever it is, it's one of his players, is going to say, well, all right, what are you doing about it?
Yeah.
Right? And everybody wants to avoid that question. There's a big pile of shit in the goddamn room right now,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's walking around and pretending they don't smell anything. It's fucking pathetic, honestly.
You know who didn't avoid that question? It was Chris Ballard, actually, who was on the show.
I like Chris Ballard.
Chris came out today, man, and he's been trending all day on Twitter. for they did a call with, you know, NFL GMs today, and he said, look, I don't want to talk about the NFL today. Yeah. I don't want to talk about football today. I want to talk about racism. And it's a great, great fucking video that's circulating everywhere. It's about 15 minutes long if you want to watch it. Super powerful. He was on this show a few weeks ago. Great fucking guy. And I can tell you, having hung out and spent, you know, an entire day with him at a football game and then on the show, he really is that guy, and he walks that walk every day. A question for you, like from a civilian standpoint, because I don't know this answer. I have seen troops out in other cities and in states that is the National Guard. Who is deploying them? Is that the individual governor or the president?
Yeah, it's a state. I mean, look, the only way that the president would take control of the National Guard is if the governor declared a state of emergency and then requested that the federal government take charge of that, right? Okay. Otherwise, under it's either Title 10 or 32, one of the two. I don't remember which one Guard is and which one federal is because I fucking don't care. But when you're under whichever title it is for the state level, then the governor has complete – he's the commander-in-chief of that military force.
Okay. Right?
And there is nothing in the Constitution that says that the president of the United States or Congress or anybody else can fucking come tell that governor. You can't force a governor to declare a state of emergency.
Got it.
Right? You can't force troops into that. That's why that's why Posse Comitatus exists. That's the whole fucking reason. So Mattis is right on that point that's not okay. And it's I understand that Trump has a way of doing things. He sees things as a negotiation. It's a business kind of thing, right? And a lot of his success has been derived from ignoring these old political rules, right? Mm-hmm. And making threats and stuff like that are meant to be negotiation tactics, right? But when the threats involve unconstitutional actions, that is unacceptable for a president of the United States. And I guess in that way, it's very divisive because President Trump is now forcing conservatives, people who support him, to choose between him and Mattis.
Right.
Why would you fucking do that? That would be like you and I having a fucking private conversation where we disagreed and then taking it on the show. Be like, all right, well, you got to choose one of us.
Otherwise, you can
get fucked. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's fucking so stupid.
They would just choose me, obviously.
But it's all...
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
It's all ego. It's old people that are too fucking scared of what the responsibility would be on them if they actually said something. To actually say something. Like, President Trump knows if he comes out, like, honestly, he knows if he walks out on stage and says, you know what, fuck this. I don't think more training would work with police, but he says, we're going to have mandatory standards nationwide for psychological testing to make sure we're not sending assholes out on the street to protect people, because we should be doing that anyways. He says some stuff like that and even remotely sides with any part of the BLM movement, he knows he loses votes immediately.
Right.
Right. But you know what? Fuck votes. Dude, if you became president to make a difference, like you say you did, then one term, if that's all you get, that's all you get. Do the right thing. You don't get to fucking stand on the possibility of not having a second term for a reason to do fucked up unconstitutional shit. You know what I mean? Obama did that. He tried to fucking tear down the Trump presidency before it ever started. Haven't heard about that lately either.
No.
By the way.
No.
That whole Obamagate thing, like he and the entire intelligence community, the fucking and the Department of Justice tried to fucking derail the Trump presidency before it ever got started. And we are rightly angry about that. President Trump is not taking the opportunity to do the right thing. Period.
So let me ask you this. Does this bleed over into the election? Does this make you lean one way or the other?
Well, not me personally, because I wouldn't vote for either one of these fucking turds either way. But for a lot of people, yeah, I think if the vote was if we had a presidential election today, I don't know what it would look like, but I don't think Trump would win. I think I don't think he's got a good enough hold on his own base right now to do it.
In a time like this, with everything that's going on, I think it would be very, very close for Trump. He has 5 months for this to essentially go away. And the way he's able to spin news cycles as quickly as he is, I hate to say that people won't, you know, remember this, but by the time it gets closer to the election, 50 other fucked up things in the world will have happened at that point.
Has he stayed pretty silent during all of this, or has he?
Yeah, I think, look, and maybe
for good or bad.
Maybe I'm wrong about it. I think, in his case, I think a lot of white people are staying silent because they think it's the right thing to do.
Right.
Like, my voice isn't the one that needs to be heard right now, but that is fucking bullshit.
Definitely.
Like, man, if a coach, like, imagine you're on a sports team and a coach, you're a captain of that team. Coach comes into the locker room, he's like, hey, you guys are fucked up. Right? That coach shouldn't have to say another word after that. He should be kicked out of the room. And the Warriors used to do this all the time. And it's more known in baseball than any other sport. But Steve Kerr very frequently has been kicked out of the fucking locker room. Mm-hmm. And the guys have addressed the team, right? Team-only meetings. Think of this as an opportunity for a team-only meeting. Whatever you belong to, your whiteness, your maleness, if you're a member of the military, if you're a police officer or a supporter of them, turn towards your own fucking community and say enough is enough. Like, I can't stop looters. Right? That's not my job. I can't go out and police black people who are protesting because that's not my job. My job is to make sure my house is in order first. And we're not doing it. You know what I mean? Now is not the time to stay silent. That's why I was so pissed off with that whole black box thing. And I know it came from a good place from a lot of people, but that now is not the time to do that shit. Now is the time for President Trump, white leaders throughout Congress and the Senate, white leaders throughout business, throughout sports, throughout music and entertainment and all this stuff, to drop the partisan political bullshit. I don't want to hear about how democratic cities are burning. I want to hear about how American cities are burning and how we're going to fucking fix it, right? And I don't want to hear that the fucking solution to fix it is to elect a Republican, bitch, because that's not true. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it's funny. The black box thing, I did it on mine.
A lot of people did.
And I'll tell you why I did, was simply for the fact that there was enough people screaming at each other back and forth that if you're scrolling through Instagram and somebody wanted to pop up an important story or have an important voice out there, you'd skip right past my page whenever dumb shit I was going to post that day. You know what I'm saying? Because I posted me at a fucking Walmart, for Christ's sakes, on a security camera.
Yeah, dumb.
Yeah, dumb.
Sure.
All of my shit is typically dumb.
Yeah,
therefore,
definitely. We can definitely all agree on that.
Hey, man,
right?
I'm not taking up space, so you can just keep scrolling through it. And if there was somebody that had an important voice and wanted to say something that day, it wasn't going to be me because I don't have any of those problems and issues that is going on in the world and hasn't happened to me. And that's why I personally did it. We talked about this briefly in RPR this morning, but I lost shit, man. I don't know. 500, 700 followers or whatever it was, just for doing the fucking black box thing. Mm-hmm. And again, it wasn't to prove a point or whatever, you know. It depends on the person, I guess. For me, it was enough that, hey, dude, I'm not going to take up space and whatever algorithm they're in on Instagram, and you'll be able to scroll past the thing and that's it. It is what it is, but with Trump and all this shit, I think if the election was held today, I think it would be close. But there's a long time before it, and we'll see what happens. What about you, Jesse?
What about me?
What do you think if the election was held today?
Yeah, I would say Trump would be in trouble for sure. But if you think that any politician is going to actually care about you, That's where we, any politician at that high level and not local, right?
Yeah.
If you think I any of them,
local,
though,
even local,
even it's, local it's, they don't give a shit.
Even it's, local, but.
It's in some cases, they're good people in local politics.
But if we're going to start anywhere, start to worry about the people that you're electing locally as opposed to.
Well, I guess it, yeah.
The president, sure, like, if you ever think that someone's going to get in that office and actually give a shit about you.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely wrong. Right. I think ever.
Well, this is the difference between Republican Democratic politics. Democratic politicians very frequently campaign for and champion their down ballot people because they know how important that is.
And abandon them as soon as they.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. But I'm not saying they're right. I'm just saying they do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Republicans typically rely on their voters to just check all the Republican boxes on one sheet and turn it in and walk away. Right.
Yeah.
That is very common as well. It is what it is. It's groupthink nonsense, but
I think you're just going to be trading an alcoholic for a drummer. Like,
yeah,
if
yeah.
I was going to say, like, you know, boyfriends, right? Like, I'm getting rid of this alcoholic and I'm going to get a drummer.
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole same set of problems. You know what I'm saying? As long as you know they don't care about you, either one of them.
And they don't care. And that's why I don't think voting is the solution to this. I know a lot of every celebrity on earth has been posting, like, here are all the places where the next primaries are. That's honestly, man, it's like we're standing in a line in a fire brigade, right? There's a house on fire. And we've been handed the same stuff over and over, the same buckets. And whatever we're throwing on the fire is not working. And what they want us to do, right, is just more of the buckets. And then in that same scenario, half the people disagree that the house is on fire. So they're just sitting over there doing nothing, right? And then half of the people that are in the bucket line are just fucking raging the fuck out and just throwing water wildly everywhere.
Why are you helping?
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's nonsense. Everybody's a fucking idiot, right? And it's not that I think people are in general are pretty dumb.
Yeah.
People who listen to dissenting opinions are smarter than the average person. And then people who are able to think like other people, right? So think like somebody else. Imagine what you would feel like in that person's position, and then make decisions based on that. Because America is not about making your life better. It's about making America better.
Right.
Like, don't ask what the country can do for you.
There's
a pretty famous quote about that, I believe. Guy got shot in the head.
Yeah, head blown off. Only a couple of those in history, you know?
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. To be honest, I would like to see a complete overhaul of our federal government. I don't think that most of the agencies that exist should exist. I think the federal government should provide for national defense and roads and things like that. But aside from that, I really don't think they should have involvement in our daily lives other than making sure that assholes don't hurt us or abuse our rights. You know what I mean? Like the Department of Energy, for example, should be five people. Right, it should be some scientists that and some economists that make sure that the energy backbone is working the way it should, and that fucking assholes aren't price gouging for it. That's it. It shouldn't be fucking thousands of people, and then it's ridiculous that this shit exists. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. To be honest, it's very frustrating to even think about it.
It is
on a smaller scale, though. Do you think that just police officers in general, if they were paid more, if it was a different, more
No, that's, you can't, there's no correlation between better pay. I think they should be paid better.
For sure.
But there's no correlation between that profit motive and making them
and good, assholes being
good
there.
Human beings. Yeah, they're like, somebody that's a piece of shit is going to be a piece of shit no matter how much training
they get.
How
much money they make, yeah.
Money, training, all that stuff. There's no fucking, these stupid classes that they take. I mean, it's a fucking joke. Like, they use these stock photos. It's like, remember, black people are just like you. Like, right. Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, now he's ready. Now this guy that grew up.
Okay.
This person who grew up thinking that the plight of black people in this country is bullshit. They've received very little education from our public education system to the effect that would give them some perspective on that. They probably don't even know any black people other than the ones they run into while they're wearing a police uniform. So it's like, It's unreasonable to expect that white dude in that uniform with his upbringing to have the wherewithal to handle that situation. It takes more than a fucking 2-hour PowerPoint to make that happen. I'm not saying that people can't change their minds, because we all have, right? I don't mean recently. I just mean over time, everyone changes their minds about everything.
Yeah.
You have to give people that opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. In general, in public, you have to give people that opportunity. I'm not about the cancel stuff, but that job is too important.
Yeah.
Being a police officer, being a soldier, being an operator, it's too important of a job. Lives are on the line. We can't have assholes in those jobs. And it starts with better screening, making sure we're not allowing assholes in there in the first place, and then cops standing up to shitty cops.
Yeah.
And then us, as people who see the police as good, making sure that's the case. Look, man, if you think something's good, like if you had a new car with a fresh paint job on and somebody walks up and leans on it with their fucking metal button pants, you're like, hey, get the fuck out of here. You should have the same goddamn reaction every time there's a fucked up cop on the police force. I don't understand why you wouldn't have that. You should be embarrassed and angry about that because that is an institution that we created to protect us. And you're an owner in it just like I am.
Somebody brought up a good point of having peer review.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have it in fucking Ranger School.
Yeah.
Why not... Why not the police officer?
Yeah,
of course.
Because I think that would help. I mean, look, everybody knows who the asshole is. You can be like, eh, it was Mark. Mark's the asshole.
Yeah, there's enough
Mark
people.
Out of here.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Oh, I can tell you that nothing is going to happen.
Yep.
Because don't get me wrong. I've been very taken aback by the response to the episode we did the other day. I think I've received somewhere like 800 to 1,000 DMs. Very frequently, those DMs were white dudes thanking me for challenging their beliefs, which was surreal to me. I didn't expect that at all. So there's definitely a lot of people that are smart and want to make this better and don't necessarily have the information and perspective to do it. And that's why I do this, is like say this shit so forcefully out loud. But I don't think that, I don't know what eggs we have to break to make this omelet we need to break. Personally, I think it's the federal government. I think it, in its current form, has become more harmful than it is good for us. And I don't just mean like, I'm not saying to defund the fucking military or any of that shit, or defund interstate highway repair or any of that. What I'm saying is that these 700 or so people that are in charge, the fucking 538 people in Congress and the Senate, the president and his staff, and the appointed heads of these agencies are pieces of shit, and they have to go. Like, I don't know if voting can do it unless all of us do it together. You know what I mean? And I just don't
see
that. How
good we've been
unit.
With all that.
Yeah we've like, not been
together.
Great with that.
Yeah.
Think about me running for office. How many years. Democrats would vote for me, and how many Republicans would vote for me if I was an upstanding human being that happened to have
these
opinions as
well? Sure, I was just
going to
say
personally, but in general, I can't imagine, like, people on the left wouldn't vote for me because I use very harsh language to talk about things, and people on the right wouldn't vote for me because they feel offended by being challenged on their beliefs.
Sure.
Right? I don't think that any candidate could come in that isn't a member of one of these two fucking oligarchies, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and win. I don't think so.
I don't either. And, for me, I've always viewed politics as shitty and politicians as shitty. I try to vote. I vote for all of these elections. I try to vote for the least shittiest of the candidates. And whoever could possibly do a better job than the other. But I'm with you. I don't know if that ever gets
fixed.
Why
don't we just
do that overhaul would be insane.
Why don't we just do this? We'll set a minimum amount of votes you have to get to win, like we do with president, for example. Like, even for local offices, it's got to be at least fucking 40% of the entire population had to vote for you for you to get elected, something like that, right? Where we could just all set it out and be like, hey, that position's vacant until somebody shows up that can fucking do it. And also the idea that it takes, like, we should not have to wait 4 years to get rid of a president if they're a piece of shit. This impeachment stuff was nonsense, obviously. That was all political bullshit. But if the president is generally a piece of shit, it should be like the UK, vote of no confidence. All right, let's do it again because this guy's not getting it done. And a company, if some CEO came on board and signed a 4-year contract, but they fucking sucked, as soon as you realize they sucked, you'd be like,
Look, same in sports.
Yeah.
You know, coaches get fired after a year.
With long-term contracts,
yeah,
coaches get fired. Players get released.
The only problem with this many people living in one country is you'll never agree on whoever it is, and that's the biggest problem. So this will go on forever, well past our lives, in particular Dan's. I mean, I don't know if he'll make it past tomorrow, but you know.
No, he's looking good.
You are. He's the only person that's actually been better shape in the quarantine.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have kids.
I've done less.
It's true. It's true. Next up, Lego.
And he only eats meat. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, not at all.
What?
Next up, Lego takes an opportunity to divide the country even more. The Lego group, via their marketing company, Rakuten. Am I saying that right? Rakuten?
Probably not.
It's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Linkshare.
Linkshare.
Their logo is on the Warriors jerseys, though.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, so is Wish on the Lakers jerseys. Yeah. And I don't know what Chinese company that is.
I don't
sent yeah. affiliate marketers an email Tuesday, requested the removal of product listings and features for more than 30 Lego buildings, sets, minifigurines, and accessories that include representation of police officers, firefighters, criminals, emergency vehicles, and buildings.
Yep.
Sets include the Lego City Police Station, Fire Station, Police Dog Unit, Patrol Car, Fireplane, Mobile Command Center, Police Highway Arrest, and many more. This is obviously the dumbest fucking shit of all time. So is this permanent?
I think it was intended to be. I think someone, and it had to be someone super high up in Lego, said, you know what, fuck these cops. We're not going to do this anymore. And they made it a thing, and then somebody was like, hey, what the fuck? And they were like, oh, it was just for Blackout Tuesday. That's my guess on what happened, because I've been in meetings where stupid ideas happen, and there's not enough clout in the room to make them say no.
The marketing company is Japanese.
Yeah, they don't give two fucks.
They're Japanese-based.
No,
so
it was definitely
like,
an executive from Lego that did that.
Yeah.
Tell me how that's your fucking solution to a problem when you're trying to bring two groups of people together and you say, fuck one of these groups. It's like, nope. You can't say fuck protesters and you can't say fuck the police.
Right.
You can't do that. Unless you're Los Angeles, who is now removed somewhere between $100 to $150 million from their police budget.
Which is the craziest thing of all time. And I want to get to that in a second. Having children, the most popular Legos that every single kid wants is to be a fireman, a policeman. Mm-hmm.
Why would firefighter be included in this?
I don't know.
Because fuck them, that's why.
Like, what the
fuck? Like, what?
Is it, what about the post office? Is that it?
Yeah, I guess too? Fuck the post office too, man. It's the strangest thing of all time. And again, Legos are for kids. Every kid, if you ask them between 1 and 6 years old, and you say, wait, what do you want to be when you grow up? Fireman, policeman, you know?
Astronaut, cowboy.
Yes. So removing all of this shit, I don't know what that does for you other than, you know, it's got to be somebody from Lego. Yeah. It's got to be somebody from the left.
Some dumb dick, yeah.
And it's got to be one of these people who genuinely thought when they had that idea that day that it was a great one. Yeah. That, hey, man, this is a great idea. Let's do this. We'll show everybody. We'll take all the police Lego figures off the face of the planet.
But that's what happens when you are in a thought silo, when you barricade yourself from new and other ideas that are outside of your own perspective. That's exactly what happens. It's the same. It's the reason Hollywood people after 5 or so years usually get fucking crazy. It's like Gwyneth Paltrow. You guys should, if you're not drinking this shake, you really don't care about your body. The shake costs $80. Like, are you fucking kidding me? But that's one example, but that's really common. But this is the alternative, or there's an alternative to that too, where, you go out, these fucking Republican people, I swear to God, they go out and find 2 or 3 little statistics, right? That, these numbers. I'm like, well, I mean, that's part of the picture, yeah, but here's the entire picture, right? They're zoomed in on this spot that makes sense to them, and everything outside of this doesn't.
To be fair, both sides do the exact same thing.
Everyone does it, yeah. Everyone does it for sure. Like, you have to be able to admit that telling someone straight up, because you don't, man, a black person that's grown up under oppression in the inner city doesn't know what it feels like to be a white farmer who's had a farm in their generation for 200 years and now they're going to lose it. They don't know what that feels like either.
Right.
And you have to be able to say shit like that out loud without worrying about somebody getting fucking pissed off.
You're canceled, Dan, for that. You're like, canceled now.
None of us understand each other's perspectives. That's why being silent about it, removing images of cops and teaching kids that cops aren't great, or that you shouldn't be one. Is that what you want? Do you want an all-white police force? Is that what you want in your neighborhood, motherfucker?
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is fucking retarded. And Lego, this is something that's, I usually don't go too ham on companies. Like Chick-fil-A, for example, they were giving a shitload of money to the anti-Prop 8 people. Prop 8 is the gay marriage legalization thing that happened in California. Mormon Church, $23 million to that campaign. I don't know why. Joe Rogan has a theory on that. He said that he's pretty sure that if you can be tricked into being a Mormon, you can probably be tricked into doing some gay shit.
Ah!
So they're afraid of gay people.
There you go.
But anyways.
Oh, very afraid.
The other major contributor to that, not the only one, but one of them, was Chick-fil-A through this foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A realized that their personal beliefs about that issue they're not good. Look, they can say that, oh, we still believe that. We're just not giving to those causes anymore. Maybe that's true. Maybe they still believe. Maybe they're trying to buy their cred back on the other side. But in reality, they were embarrassed. They're like, you know what? We're assholes for this. We got to stop.
That chicken speaks for itself.
It really does.
But they fixed themselves.
Yeah.
Right? And now no one talks about it. Every now and again, some asshole like me will bring it up. yeah. just for historic purposes, but you have to be able to allow companies to do the, and people too, to fix their bad behavior. This one, though, this to me is one of those things that I think is egregious enough to where you should boycott this company. Like, this is intentionally divisive.
Yeah.
Right?
I've already boycotted Lego.
Well, that's because you stepped on them.
Stepped on them too many times. They're way too expensive.
Yeah.
My kid's not smart enough.
Make your own.
For
get
it.
A 3D printer.
There you go.
And make your own Legos. My proposal Beautiful. Is this for the head of Legos or whoever came
I'm
up with this.
I'm more of a Lincoln Log gal myself.
Yeah, you are. My proposal is this. Whoever came up with this great idea from Lego, let's take all of these exact jobs away from them. So next time you need a firefighter or a policeman or a police dog unit or any of these things that you want that you've taken away from Lego world, let's apply that to your world and then see what happens.
Well, that was what I said when we had Mike the Cop on, like have an opt out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't want mm-hmm. cops in your neighborhood, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
they
put
won't
up a,
go.
Just put up a sign.
They're
in your
happy
front yard,
to not go.
A color coded sign that says, man, yeah. I don't want anything to do with any first responders.
There's some video.
I can do it myself.
There's some video floating around of this woman, like screaming in the face of police and throwing shit, breaking shit or something, and then all of a sudden somebody gets hurt and she starts, or some guy confronts her. It's like a conservative guy that they're fucking with, mm-hmm. and he like comes back at him, and she's like, "Call the police!" I'm like, "Well, he might not show up." You know what I mean? Like, they should obviously. They're human beings,
sure.
though, so you got to be careful with that shit. By the way, there's a lot of cops that are reacting to the stress of things that are going on right now. You need to calm the fuck down. Like some guy called, he was walking away from this small group of protesters and somebody from somewhere threw something in his direction and he turned around and called him a faggot. Nope, you're fired. The end. That's the end of your career right there. You cannot stoop down to that shit.
Right.
If you're not professional enough.
You are being
enough,
tested.
Yeah.
And if not, you fail the test,
yeah,
you're
done.
Yeah, the
like
test is now.
If you're not professional enough to keep your fucking wits in a time like this, then you don't belong in that fucking uniform. Sorry.
Now, just wait until you get inside the doors, the closed doors, and then you can scream whatever you want to scream.
Yeah. Like, or you can use
just the... Just can't do it in public because everybody's taping you.
You can use the ceremonial screaming pillow that they use in It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
hold it over your mouth and scream whatever you want.
That'll bring us to our first ad. You can go to stuff that pillow from GhostBed right in mm-hmm. your mouth. Go to GhostBed.com/DrinkingBros. Today and get yourself a mattress. This is it. We got 36 hours left on the Memorial Day sale. 30% off bundle packages. So if you get a bed, an adjustable base, pillows, sheets, all that, bundle it up into one. You can take 30% off of all of it. And that deal is applicable when you use the 36 month pay as you go program. No interest on that. So, I mean, you can get all that shit for fucking 30 bucks a month. That's it. And after 3 years, you're good to go or whenever you decide to pay it off. It's fucking amazing. Everything else in the store, though, right now is 25% off. So if you want to get, you know, pillows or sheets or mattresses, all of that's still 25% off. If you don't want to bundle anything. And right now, if you get a mattress, you get two free pillows with it. And that's, some would say the goddamn pillows are better than the mattress. I love them. And we have like 9 of them in our house.
Yeah.
Huge fan. Go to GhostBed.com/DrinkingBros today and get on them deals. 36 hours left in the 30% off bundle package deal. Next up, the officer who killed George Floyd. That charge was upgraded. Mm-hmm. The original charge against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, as I predicted a few days after the incident, was a third-degree murder. The reason for this is because second-degree murder requires that you prove intent, not negligence. You're taking a huge risk as a prosecutor upgrading this charge. And the other three officers have now been arrested as well yeah. and charged. Let me ask you, Dan. I know everybody has been calling for upgraded charges. I know this has been a massive ordeal. I'll ask you as well, Jesse. So with that, and the other three officers have now been charged, which I agreed with. But when you raise a charge like this, you've got to prove a lot more to execute that degree.
Proving intent is very difficult.
Yes.
Right? Like you can appeal. I know that the government's plan is to, and even some of the Republican-leaning judges are agreeing that it's possible they can do this, but possible is man, if the, think about the risk of this guy getting off. Mm-hmm. To be honest, he's probably going to get murdered in jail at some point anyways.
Yeah.
I doubt it because he's going to be isolated.
He'll be in protective custody for sure. But look, man, there's only so much of that that after a couple of years when people forget that this is not a murder, though, or this is not a conspiracy. It's just somebody's going to kill him. It's not like
Epstein.
Yeah,
I'm just saying Epstein was pretty...
Nobody's gotten Zimmerman yet, though.
George Zimmerman?
Yeah.
He's not in jail.
I know he's not. And fuck. That's how they not gotten him? If
what do you mean?
If you're in jail and you're in protective custody in a cell by yourself, because I read that he was.
Oh, you're saying how is he not killed?
I think this guy lives, whereas Zimmerman, I'm surprised he's fucking lived.
I'm surprised no one's made an attempt to clip him, to be honest.
Same.
For sure.
Like, not that I think he deserves to die or anything like that, but I'm surprised no one's tried.
Right. So I think this guy may or may not live, but when you get to the trial. What do you think is going to happen now that these charges have been upgraded?
Well, if you remember correctly, what was it, Wednesday after he got killed, I said it's probably going to be third-degree murder. Mm-hmm. And that's what they charged him with. And I thought that was – I don't think it's justice, to be honest, because he's –
What kind of sentence does that carry?
But he could still get max sentence of
– He could, yeah, but he's – I mean, we'll see if he does or not. But even a max sentence for the unintentional – third degree or second degree murder, it's like 40 years where he would serve about 25 and a half, and then unintentional second degree murder carries a sentence of 25 years and he would serve 12 and a half, give or take. I don't know if Minnesota is one of those states that has a provision where you can double charge somebody. Like, I could charge you with first degree murder, but I could also charge you with manslaughter at the same time, mm-hmm. for the same case, and the jury has to decide which one it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Minnesota is that kind of state, because some states don't do that, but I think they're taking a big risk right here. And I think the getting justice is very important for the community, for the country. But you don't know, man, you don't know who's going to show up in that jury box.
No.
And you don't know if the very like clinical explanation from an attorney about what intent means and how the guy's history and training may have led to intent, because they're going to try to bring up the 18 times he's had civil rights complaints against him as an officer, the fact that he knew George Floyd from before and had actually worked with the guy.
Yeah.
Like, there's all sorts of stuff that's going to be in there. It's going to be cloudy, and the government is not really good at making cases. See this guy right here?
Yeah.
OJ. They're not very good at making their case, frankly, and you're taking a huge risk, and the guy that's in charge of it is Attorney General Keith Ellison. I think everybody knows him, right?
Yes.
He's the guy that wrote a bunch of papers in favor of Louis Farrakhan back mm-hmm. in the day and has refused to explain that.
So yeah,
I think he's the only
no one's asked.
I think he's the only Muslim man that was in Congress for a long time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He's a turd. He's a partisan hack, this guy. And I feel like just based on the evidence I've seen, now Napolitano said that he thought it, second degree murder could stick, but again, could is not the word I want to hear there.
You go with a guaranteed charge, but the
typically
public
that's
was
what you do, yeah.
was calling for it. I want to ask you about this, and this is what I was searching for while you were talking. The autopsy report just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Going after a higher charge like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look at this autopsy report. He had coronavirus, George Floyd.
Yeah,
he had. Methamphetamine in his system.
I mean, yeah. I don't know how any of this is relevant.
Well, what I'm saying is with
what
the,
they're going to bring up.
This is what they're going to bring up during the trial.
Oh, yeah. They're absolutely going to try to make him seem like some fucking crackhead N-word. That's what they're going to want.
Correct.
Yes. Like, they're going to want a jury full of fucking white Minnesotans who think like all of you think and like I think, right? That's like, oh, it's not my fucking problem. You shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Right.
Maybe
or
shouldn't
we
have,
don't know.
Maybe
yeah.
he shouldn't have resisted. Maybe he shouldn't have been mm-hmm. on drugs. Maybe this, maybe that. Maybe he shouldn't have had a fucking knee on his neck. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, all of that is irrelevant once he's in handcuffs on the fucking ground. Yeah. Like, it does not matter if he was
but
threatening their
lives. You're an intelligent human being, right, that is not driven by your emotions on this case.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Did you say I was intelligent?
In this case, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay, sorry. Not like in general.
Not with the choices you make
Not with my life choices. Yeah,
no,
I got you.
No, it's easy for you to say that, and that's the mistake that I've made for years, where I'm just like, come on, man. You don't fucking know this? No, people don't.
Yeah.
People don't know it. They don't even think about it. I've had so many conversations over the last couple of weeks about this.
About that exact thing.
With people
thing.
Who have literally told me I've never thought about it that way. And it makes me feel like a fucking piece of shit for not seeing more. Not just about this, but about anything. It's not like life isn't all about race and all that stuff. There's all sorts of other shit going on. People that feel a certain way about the military, people that feel a certain way about taxes. Like, if you can't have tough conversations with people about shit and not just, like, you're not listening to respond, you're listening to hear and process and analyze and then form an opinion, right, based on that information. If you're not doing that, then you're just a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, and I think we don't say stuff because we're thinking that we're just preaching to the choir, when in fact, you're actually preaching to, what would it be, congregation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you think you're talking to people that are like, yeah, you get this, right? And they're like, no, I don't.
Yeah, because look, with...
And so you don't say it, but I hear what you're saying.
With sure. this case, like, you know, and it'll probably take, what do you think, a year? Somewhere in there that's a...
It'll take...
will they be able to rush this through, I guess?
No. Okay. It'll take them 3 months to pick the jury, probably.
And especially with everything...
I mean,
not
I don't know...
coronavirus, but...
Well, even beyond that, this guy's attorney is definitely going to ask for a change in venue.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to try to get it in the most rural, white fucking area he can. If he does it, he's not doing his job.
Right.
But that's fucked up, but it is what it is, right? And luckily... Minnesota has plenty of rural white people.
Right.
As a matter of fact, that's almost everyone.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be too hard to find. I don't think they'll allow it. I don't think that they're going to allow it to go outside of the Twin Cities, to be honest. And they shouldn't, because you're not going to find enough demographic representation outside of the Twin Cities to do that.
Because, you know, the family hired a, you know, their own independent coroner as well. And they're saying the cause of death was asphyxiation,
yep.
You know, cutting off the
positional pathway. Asphyxiation.
Yeah, to his neck. The other one is saying that he died from a heart attack, you know, obviously while he was in handcuffs. But here's what they will try to bring up. I guarantee this. Like, these underlying conditions. This was also in the report. That the report said that Floyd's autopsy revealed three natural diseases. Arteriosclerotic heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Never pretended to be a doctor, and I won't today. Heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Hypertensive heart disease and a left pelvic tumor, which was described as kind of incidental. Most tumors are obviously kind of benign.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to be able to do with that. Toxicology findings. And this is a big one. They're going to say fentanyl was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Norfentanyl, which I don't know what that is.
Just probably a different metabolite for fentanyl.
4-ANPP.
For what?
4-ANPP. I don't know what that is.
It's another fentanyl metabolite.
Okay. Methamphetamine 19.
That's clearly meth. Although you could get that. I mean, like, I think you pop hot for methamphetamine if you're taking ecstasy as well, because it's technically an amphetamine.
Okay.
I'm not sure how...
Adderall
or some sinus medication can make you pop mm-hmm. for it. Not that that's the case. He was probably doing drugs.
Sure.
But
again,
irrelevant.
Well,
but it's not going to be.
It's not going to be in the trial.
Yeah.
That's why I bring this up.
No, I know. Because
I think these are all the things you're going to go after. And with these, and the last one was various types of THC. And there's like four of them that are listed here.
Yeah. I've got quite a few in my. My system as well.
Your arsenal as well,
right.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Right. But if you're going after a higher charge...
Yeah,
I
understand.
Like
you say so it's like, but I've said this before. White and black people use and sell drugs at about the same rate based on fucking years and years of research. Black people get arrested for it more, and when they get arrested, they get convicted more frequently, and then when they get convicted, they receive longer sentences than their fucking black counterparts or their white counterparts.
I understand.
That is a fact. But I know,
yeah.
But like,
yeah.
That our attitude of course that's the case. It's not, of course, at this point, obviously. I think we need to look and see that people aren't convinced. Like, people rightly don't trust the government and what they say. So when government officials and activists and shit come out and say, hey, something's fucked up. You know, they told us something was fucked up after 9/11. It was fucking 19 dudes that fucking managed, because of how small they were, to infiltrate some stuff, get mm-hmm. some flying lessons, and fly some planes into some buildings, right? So what do we do in response? We had a Republican preside over the largest expansion of the federal government in U.S. history, added 150,000 to 180,000 new federal employees right? And they started spying on people wholesale and all this other bullshit. You know what I mean? Like our response to this is crazy. And I understand why people would be distrustful of something like that, right? And it's that's another problem that we have to tackle. And I don't know how you convince people to trust data again. You know what I mean? Because it's been used to do so much stupid shit over the years.
Yeah, and it, look, you're everybody's using data for their own purposes, right and left, of the aisle, where it's like, you know, you read the news, and I don't even trust any of these fucking presidential polls that are out right now.
No, I don't.
Biden's up by 11.
Anybody that's worked in politics,
why?
That doesn't tell you that polls are bullshit are themselves full of shit.
Right.
Like you can make a poll say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a matter of how you ask the questions. That's why people that are conducting the poll have a very specific question. They don't ask, hey, are you going to vote for Trump or not? They ask, hey, under these conditions, what would you do?
Right.
Like, oh my God, dude. You can make it say anything you want.
Next up on that sponsor list, we've got Postmates, brother. Mm. Come on, dude.
I just got some barbecue from Postmates last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Where was it from?
Max Speed Shop.
Oh, nice. Shit. Yeah. Dude, I'm a big fan of Max.
Yeah,
actually.
Max is good. They have good sides, too. Some of those, I don't know if I would call them a chain. They're more like franchises than a chain.
Yeah.
But because they have, in the Carolinas, they've got stores all over the place. But their sides, when you go to barbecue places sometimes, especially the big, like that, I can't remember what the name of that shitty one is in Texas. That just sucks. It's the worst. But they have shitty sides. This one has good sides. That's the most important thing.
Stubbs, isn't it?
Yeah. No, Stubbs is great.
No, Stubbs is great.
I forget who it is, but Postmates is the jam. Right now, you get $100 in free delivery charges, which is a big deal. That means the food, you can get the food it costs, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. They'll just drive it to your fucking front door. Promo code Drinkin' Bros gets you $100 off in free delivery charges. If you've used it, just type in another email address, and you can, yep, Jesse, you can sure do that. You can get another $100 off.
Try it.
It's great.
They go with your phone number, but yeah, for sure. Yeah.
They do and they don't.
No. Do whatever you want to try and do, but if you're using other apps.
You just have to verify it through another phone number, by the way.
Yeah.
Like you put the phone number in, then you verify it, so I've got so many fake phone numbers.
Oh, perfect.
Hit
Dan up if you want a fake phone number.
No, you got to pay for it. I'm not doing that.
Okay, I'm just saying.
But I troll people on Craigslist. I put like ads for dogs for sale, and then when people DM me asking or text me asking about the dogs, I make up weird shit.
Yeah.
Like that they died or
that dog was...
One dog ate the other dog. I've said that before.
Yep. Dan also said one of the dogs got deployed overseas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Love to hear it.
And they said, Dan was like, look, he's over there for 9 months, but he'll give you we'll give you a call when he gets back.
Yeah.
Because he'll need somebody then.
Yeah, he'll definitely.
Gosh,
yeah.
And you're the only one that's enjoying that at the time.
Yeah.
That's my favorite
part about all of this is you're the only one that enjoys it, and you're also the only one that knows it. So unless I can get him to talk about it on the show, I don't know 99% of Dan's trolls that he does.
Yeah. It's mostly just for me.
It's just for your own personal entertainment. It's great.
I can't even enjoy a sunset by myself.
Postmates is for your entertainment as well, because let's face it, if you've ever played the fucking game of what kind of weird shit can you get off Postmates, I mean, you can get dip, cigarettes, liquor, every food place you could possibly think of.
And then once you get them on the phone to text with them, that's when it's really fun.
It's the best, dude. Download the Postmates app. Use the promo code Drinkin' Bros for $100 in free delivery. Next up, Iowa Congressman Steve King is no longer. He got defeated in his primary.
I know that Democrats in Iowa, which doesn't exist, by the way.
Yep. Sorry, Craig Gillespie.
And you don't exist either. I know that Democrats are cheering like, yeah. Nobody should be cheering more than Republicans right now because this guy is a fucking turd.
Epic
proportions, man. Yeah. He's like that. He's like me a little bit insofar as you have to explain
to your family and friends.
If I show up to your other group of friends, you got to be like, hey, man, this motherfucker, man, he's going to say some weird shit.
Oh, my gosh. It's an explanation before, apology after.
Yeah, it's like a gift.
I lie a little bit and add other problems that you have.
It's retarded.
Yeah.
He's like the... the crazy old racist uncle version of that.
Perfect.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's defended, like, white supremacy and shit. Like, what do you mean? What's the problem with white nationalists, man?
Is he grandfathered into that age-wise, though? How old is
he? No one is grandfathered into white nationalism.
Just saying. If you're 90 right now.
The 90-year-olds have no idea, dude. They have no idea.
Just saying, okay.
They have no idea.
I don't believe that because 90-year-olds fought in World War II.
And oh, fair.
There were tens of, most of them, like 15% of the population fought in World War II. Tens of thousands of black people and Mexicans, other Latino groups, Asians, Japanese people from internment camps were volunteering for the war back then. Fuck. If these guys haven't figured it out by now, then get fucked. I'm glad old people die.
I mean,
that should
me
be on a T-shirt
but,
for
yeah.
you, Dan. I'm glad old people die. Yeah. And just give them a thumbs up as you.
You don't
get
a free pass just because
them.
You've fucking been cruising around for longer than I have.
Ah, look, we agree. We're fucking normal people, but I'm telling you, it exists in the world, and I fucking see and hear it from old people. This fucking guy, though, Steve King. Yeah, he's out of there. And that's the end of it. But
finally, I don't know what he's going to do now. He's probably going to join the Klan or something.
But it goes back to your point that you were saying earlier about having terms and getting rid of people. Like, this motherfucker's been in there for years, dude. And there was seemingly nothing people could do about it. And
well,
it was just
finally, the Republican leadership stripped him of all his committee positions.
Everything.
All of them.
Yeah.
Like he came out and goes, somebody asked him, and whomever the reporter was brilliant. Because it's like, everybody's looking around for gold. And that motherfucker was sitting there the whole time. All you had to do was hand him a microphone.
That's it.
And he would say crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All you had to do was hand him a mic, and nobody did it for a long time because Iowa, again, doesn't exist. So finally somebody handed him a mic. He's like, yeah, I don't know, white nationalism, man. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's like, whoa.
Hey,
and
hey.
The reporter was like, you should go find this interview because I've seen someone talk. I don't know if the actual interview between them, I think it was all in text, but I feel like somebody recorded the reporter talking about it or somebody who knew the reporter was talking about it. And the reporter wanted to say, like, ask a follow-up question, but instead they just, like, and then continued to let him talk.
Yeah.
Brilliant move.
And?
You did it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This goes back to everything we always talk about. No one hates fucking retard gun owners more than responsible gun owners. Nobody hates bad cops more than good cops. Nobody hates looters more than good protesters who are actually trying to get their fucking voice heard and not look like a group of assholes, right?
Sure.
And nobody on either political party side should hate fucking shitbags on your side more than you.
Yeah.
Don't let, if you have a set of principles and those principles make you hate someone, don't vote for that person. I don't care what fucking political party you are, man. Show some fucking backbone for once.
Well, it happened with Roy Moore. And it happened with this fucking guy because, look, as hard as the left and right rages about shit, This fucking guy, this Steve King guy, was one that everyone was like, all right, he's gone. All right, he's gone.
I know. It's like, it's got to be a huge relief to Iowa Republicans. And they take it seriously. Like, the Iowa caucus is a big
very,
deal.
Very, very seriously.
It's
though,
a
yes.
big deal there. And I don't mean they take Republicanism necessarily more seriously than anything else, but they take the process of voting very seriously there for whatever reason. I don't know. I guess because having the caucus there is a big part of their cultural heritage over the last 100 years.
Yeah, it is.
So,
and when the thing happened with the Democrats, they were so fucking devastated over it because chances are they'll probably move it out of there.
Maybe,
that's the first state.
Yeah.
And that's how they kind of got on the map.
Yeah. So a state senator, Randy Feenstra is the person that beat him. I don't know anything.
Terrible
about.
Last name.
I don't, it's, it's bad. You can't say it.
Feenstra. That's Feenstra.
Yeah, it's a terrible name. I'm guessing he probably won't be openly defending white supremacy in public, but
probably not.
You never know. Man.
You never know, brother. You know, we'll see what happens.
We'll give him a chance.
I don't know what he stands for because we've never been to Iowa, Kregers can comment on.
No one's actually been there.
But Kregers isn't real either.
Podcast feel.
You
that's
know
true.
Mean?
I was
He's
actually.
A
I was from Iowa. I was playing. Warzone, Call of Duty Warzone with Craig the other night.
Oh, were you really?
Yep.
I love Craig.
You should Twitch that, dude.
I will
Twitch
get it,
up.
Up.
Yeah,
I don't
set
want to get it set up
and
until...
Then you could play all the listeners and shit.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Roman. Whew. Is there a better time to get a boner in this life than right now, dude? You know?
I mean...
America's going through some hard times.
Yeah.
Get some fucking hard dicks instead, dude.
I think people should take them and go to the protest. Like, show up with a razor.
Oh, my God.
I feel like, I feel like if you are a legit protester and you run into, because there's been a lot of shitty behavior by cops over the last couple of days. Some dude that was just fucking flailing his arms around and talking shit about 20 feet away. One, some guy, the cop approached him and sprayed mace in his face, which seems like, I get, maybe that's a little bit too much, but I was okay with that. Then he gets hit in the face with a goddamn projectile, point blank.
Yeah.
Like, it's a tear gas canister. Bam! Shoots him right in the fucking face from 15 feet away. Like, come on, man.
Bro.
Really? So, that was your fucking move?
If you had a boner, right?
Yeah, but cops aren't going to tackle you to the ground.
No.
You wouldn't need shields.
Listen
either.
To some, well, listen to some the of the... oh, yeah. Both sides should have boners. Both, sure,
if everybody had a boner, you would never get that close to somebody because it would be so awkward. So you don't want that pressing in.
It's like two dudes fighting naked.
Yeah.
They won't do it. They'll go get, they'll stew for a while, go get dressed, and then attack the guy in the parking lot.
Exactly. Exactly. Go to GetRoman.com/drinkingbros.
What were you going to say?
Today.
Just the whole vibe of the protest would be a lot different, I think.
I think if everybody had a raging boner.
Do you know what I mean? You'd be looking at people a little bit differently.
Still a lot of anger, though.
Yeah, instead of firing tear gas, why not fire, like, ecstasy pills?
Cum shots.
Molly. Just pass out Molly.
No, Russ, not at all.
No,
but yeah.
No?
Okay. Well, the cum shots will come later. If you pass out enough Molly, people are going to start fucking.
If you protest hard enough.
That?
Just have Tiesto show up and start playing house
yes,
music and shit.
Yes. Where's that protest? I'm going to go.
No, it's not a protest. That's the policing. Instead of having military vehicles show up and guys in riot gear.
It's Calvin
have,
Harris.
Yeah, you have Calvin Harris show up.
Gosh, and Aoki with thumping. A cake or something.
Yeah.
No, Aoki will skydive in like he did in
Perfect.
Vegas.
Perfect.
Goddamn right
Perfect.
He will. Go to GetRoman.com/drinkingbros today. That's where you can get these boner pills at. They're free shipping. Shit's there in like 48 hours and a free doctor visit online. So you don't see a human. You just check some boxes off. Whether you have erectile dysfunction or you want to go to a protest with a boner or you want to bang a mistress or whoever you've been missing throughout the quarantine, go to GetRoman.com/drinkingbros today. They'll just send you these pills in a very discreet package. It's literally a plain package. It's a tiny little blue bag, and you're good to go.
Yeah, make sure your kids don't grab a hold of it.
Yeah,
it's
you don't want to
discreet.
See children with boners.
No.
I don't even know how that would work, to be honest with you. We've got
We're
two boys.
We're not going
to.
Nope.
Probably not going to tackle that on
okay.
today's show.
Next
you,
up,
wait, do you guys
want to
talk
on.
About child dicks?
No, we
no,
do not.
No, no, no.
Definitely do
Hard
not.
Ones?
Nope.
Next up, a Massachusetts man is charged with simple assault against a Vermont highway worker.
This is funny. Sometimes
I know
the law enforcement angle in this country is very amusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Fire this one down here with so his last name.
Well, yeah, you there's no way. His name is
Christoph Hermansdorfer.
Yeah. Hermansdorfer, but I would call him Herpendorfer.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
He's from Williamstown, Mass, and he was driving across the Vermont border, and he threw what's now being called a quote-unquote large pickle at his car window and injured a highway worker. Now,
yes.
That's a weird choice.
A pickle?
The pickle, yeah.
That's like
as a lunch
you've
item?
Got,
or?
You've got whatever. No. I love pickles. Eat them all day long. Throwing them at other people seems like a weird fucking tactic to me. It's like he was maybe. I can't speak to this guy. The name is clearly German, so he's a white guy.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean he's not some fucking Antifa turret or something. I don't know. I'm not speculating. I just don't know. But part of me wonders if he was like some fucking white child angry at the government. Like we see a lot of looting stores right now.
Yeah,
did you see those two dummies coming out of a Vans store this morning? It was yesterday, but the video came out this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Tell
it's
the
like,
audience.
They run out and it's a man and a woman. They both look like fucking crackheads, both white. They're like they have boxes of Vans shoes and they run out of the front door with the windows busted out and they look to their right and there's fucking like four cops just sitting there and it looked like a fucking cartoon. Like I expected to hear sound effects like zoop whoop. And they just dropped everything and ran away, and the cops just like looking at them like, "What the fuck,
bro? We weren't gonna do anything."
Yeah, but I wonder if this guy was just like, he saw somebody that probably worked for the government in some capacity. He's like, "I got a fucking pickle for you, bitch." Throws it out. Like, what could possibly have been going through your mind to think?
I know exactly what it was. Actually, I know. Like,
I never trust anyone that gets those big
pickles out of a barrel. Yeah.
Oh no. What about the ones that are in the bag with the fucking juice in the bottom?
That's what I mean. Like anything like that? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was a giant pickle.
So first of all,
yeah, he was on a road trip and it was a giant pickle.
It
had to be that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not. Hopefully, the guy is not if he's traveling. He should go to jail for life, maybe get the death penalty. He's just traveling with a giant fucking barrel of pickles.
Pickles in the back seat.
And just like throwing Hawking at people. Them. But like if you take the time to go and, you know, find these big pickles either in a bag or from the jar, gosh, and then to throw it like that.
Well, here's why I'll stand up for this, okay? If you're trying to cause some harm to somebody, right? And somebody did you wrong, somebody cut you off in traffic or whatever.
Okay.
A pickle itself is hard enough that it's going to make a noise. It's going to make a dent. You're going to be,
it's going to be like a slap.
Yeah.
Like a wet slap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like throwing a hard dick against somebody.
Sure.
You're going to know that something definitely did happen versus anything else. You throw a slice of pizza out the window.
Accident.
Hot dog. Yeah. Even
accident.
A hot dog. Two
yeah.
lights.
It's too light, but you can put stuff on a hot dog, right?
You can, but out a window.
I would rather
all that stuff is out the window.
Somebody have to wash mustard off their car than get hit in the head with a pickle, to be honest.
I agree.
I like to inconvenience people.
You have to think
funny.
He's going down the highway.
This guy likes to confuse people.
Yes, he's going down the highway. You can't control. Everything's going to fly off that dog. Now, with the pickle, you know exactly where it's going. It's got some weight to it.
Yeah.
You can get a little juice behind that thing. Now, the weird people are the ones that out of the bags. Now, the barrel... The people who pick it out of barrels at like Katzinger's restaurant in Columbus, Ohio.
I don't know what this is. I've never seen anyone pull a pickle out of a fucking barrel.
What are you talking
about?
Are
you serious?
Have you even lived?
I've never seen that.
Dan, have you lived your life
anywhere?
You are
not even living the right kind of life.
I feel like I am living the right kind of life.
No.
I'm going to argue no.
No, dude. You've never lived until you've chosen your own pickle from a barrel.
While walking on like... peanut shells.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't ever want to do that.
Katzinger's in Columbus, Ohio.
What a dream.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Sure.
Big sandwich place. You go at the end of it that you get to pick your own pickle out of the barrel.
Yep, bare hands.
Yes. Well, no, not anymore.
Yeah. Sorry. That's how I did it.
Was it really?
Barehanded, yeah.
You dirty little pickle grabber.
No, I've never and I would never. And I actually have never seen that. I am with Dan, but I just wanted to disagree with him.
Oh, really?
I've never seen it.
At a million
it.
Places.
No,
yeah.
No.
I've literally never seen that. That's only in Ohio.
Maybe at like
apparently.
A gas station?
No.
Yes.
No?
Yes. Gas stations have
you know
them
those
too.
Weird ones
but
where
I've
they
seen
have like
them
the
with
eggs?
Boiled peanuts.
Yeah.
Like in the South, it's not pickles. It's
yeah,
boiled
yeah.
peanuts.
Oh, it's not
but
a
still,
barrel. It's a
there's
jar.
There's like one of those fucking
gas station
scoopers.
Pickles, dude.
Like, no.
Yeah,
no,
bro.
No, you're sounding dangerous.
Not at all. Go comment
like
below
Taylor.
On YouTube and just say, hey, man, you've had a pickle. Say where you got your pickle from. Mine was Katzinger's.
Well,
deli.
Grant
in
Hudson
Ohio.
Says that it's white privilege to be able to get pickles out of a barrel. So
maybe.
And now
think
we're
about
going,
that.
Yeah, the pickled eggs and the pickled. Pig feet, that
you
kind
get pig's
of
feet
shit.
And all that other shit.
Here's what
yeah.
I'm
those
worried
like
about.
Pink eggs.
Yes,
I'm worried about some kind of pickle war between Vermont and Massachusetts. Vermont is a very well armed state, and Massachusetts is a very unarmed state. For
yeah,
the
yeah,
most
yeah,
part,
yeah.
Unless
yeah.
you're
sure.
a criminal. I think, despite their relative sizes, Vermont could probably take Massachusetts down.
Yep.
And look, we don't need Bernie Sanders in a major city. Let's be real.
No,
because
no,
that major city no, wouldn't no. exist 5 years later.
Yeah.
No. No. Look at that.
Let's flash that pickle up on the screen there.
Look at that
Giorgio.
In the barrel.
Look
at that.
Those barrels of pickles, man. That guy is happier
see
than a pickle and shit.
He has like a turquoise.
Oh, beautiful,
some
man.
Some kind of turquoise on his
wrist. He's got a lot of stuff man. On his wrists. I don't think he works there.
Yeah, no, he's there hanging.
No, he's there doing
he's
a tour.
So that article that you pointed to is populated in America by Jews. Not really sure if that's probably the best headline for whatever.
Well, yeah, it's a Jewish thing, right?
It is. So, like the Katzinger's deli kosher, that I was yeah. talking about is a Jewish deli.
Most things that are good,
yeah,
kosher is my favorite kind of pickle. Although
yeah.
I like
a good dill.
If you're making a dill, I like as well. If you're making a like a sandwich that has some spice to it,
sure.
Those sweet bread and butter pickles are also really nice.
Those are
nice
those
touch.
Are fine pickles.
Big fan of pickles. This
yeah.
show is about pickles now.
You're welcome.
Obviously.
I wish we had a pickle sponsor.
We're called the Pickle Bros now.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, no. Oh,
no. Oh, the ticklish pickles.
That one's going to stick, guys.
The two ticklish pickles.
The Pickle Bros.
The Pickle
I guess
Boys.
We need to get Jay to make a fucking version of our logo where we're all pickles.
We're all
now.
Just three pickles.
The Pickle Bros.
Oh, my gosh. With like your features on a pickle.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I've got to see it.
If you're watching this at home, comment below on our YouTube page on Drinking Bros Podcast, YouTube page of where you got your pickles at. We'll shout them out on the next show. Also, if you are watching this on YouTube, hope you got your Felix Gray glasses on from felixgrayglasses.com. Man, they're still stolen from us. Everybody who comes to the set steals the fucking glasses.
Mm. It's mostly me, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
And Tiffany. It's me and Tiffany. You and Tiffany are always
well,
stealing
sets. Girls, we love a good glass.
They're great. So do I. They're Dan's favorites too, man. I mean, this yeah. was Dan was wearing them before they were sponsored.
Well, we like awesome. These because we do the clear glasses. Like we've gotten a bunch of them, and mm-hmm. you can kind of see the blue tint on like cheaper ones.
Yeah.
These ones look totally clear.
They're the best in the
so
biz.
So you're not getting like busted for being a nerd.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Go to felixgrayglasses.com. That's felixgray glasses.com/drinkin' bros, felixgrayglasses.com/drinkin' bros, and get yourself a pair today. On average, the average American human spending about 11 hours in front of some form of television, iPad, phone. The blue light is killing your fucking eyes. I know it is for me personally.
More importantly for me, it's fucking with my sleep. So it messes mm-hmm. with your like
yes.
circadian rhythm or whatever it is, right? But so you're watching your phone, looking at something right before bed,
yeah.
And your body's like, no, it was just light out.
Yeah,
it's something fucking weird. But yeah. the Felix Grays definitely help with that. If
it
you're
does,
look
man.
At your phone,
and you can
bed.
Try them for 30 days risk free, and then return them. The beauty is like they've got more options than like lens crafters. So you can find like the coolest shit on the planet there, mm-hmm. like glass wise. boom, they just ship it to your house free overnight. Shipping with those, and if you need a prescription, if your site is dog shit, I can throw them an extra $20 and they put them in there. They're the best. Look, they've been with us for a while. We love them, and they keep getting stolen. That's how great they are. When people start stealing our shit, like the fucking Duke Cannon is gone. God damn it. Somebody keeps stealing.
There's
shit
two of
from
them
us.
Left.
There's two left. Two are gone. But go to felixgrayglasses.com/drinkin' bros and get a pair, man. It'll save your fucking eyes. I can promise you that. Next up, Asheville police destroy medic station set up near a protest site. This is a great example of how everyone involved in this situation needs to do better and be better in this
yeah.
one.
So the video that went viral was, the first was a picture. It was a picture of all these, like, water bottles just left out in the middle of the street, right?
Pull it up if you can, Giorgio. The Asheville
yeah.
police destroy medic station.
And by the way, I for all our cop listeners out there, we have a ton of them. We love you. And we realize it is like 99.9% of cops are great.
They know that.
I know, but I want to reinforce that because I feel you know, we've gone heavy
They're
on
pissed
police
too.
Today.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But here's what happened in this. Dan, if you want to tell them, you were watching the video right before we
well, yeah, I mean,
air.
what actually happened in the video was that you could see police gathering up and stabbing and then emptying out a bunch of water bottles. And the reason they're doing it is because water bottles are being thrown at them during protests, right? Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense to me. And the concept of denying the enemy supplies makes sense to me, but these people are not your enemy, right? So there has to be a better solution than that. Cops, and these aren't the guys on the ground, they're just following fucking orders, right?
Right.
Administrative level police officers need to do better than this. They need to say, hey, you know what?
What are we pulling
people,
up?
People do need, I have no idea. There's a video. On
There's a video of it and
right,
a picture,
so it's,
but it's all right.
There we go.
They have to do better than this. There has to be a better option. They understand that people need water, I imagine. They understand that people may need medical treatment. It's not anything new for protest groups to bring medics with them that are actual nurses and shit like that and set up aid stations and all this stuff. There's nothing new about this. We should have a handle on this at this point. The solution can't just be to outright fuck all the shit up and throw it out in the street and leave, right? What kind of message does that send? That's not talking to people and meeting them at their interests. That's just being a dick. And the bigger problem with that particular situation is, let me see, what did this guy say? Here's what the police officer that was in charge said. He said, please leave the area peacefully and you will not be harmed. That is not how police talk to fucking American citizens in this country. You cannot have that kind of attitude, man. You just can't. You have to be better than that. Mike Cunahan, one of my buddies, is an NYPD cop. He's out there in the streets all night last night, fucking getting shit thrown at him and whatever the fuck else. I know this guy. He would never fucking say those words, no matter how bad the situation got. He would never say those words to a citizen that he's charged with protecting. Mm-hmm. He just wouldn't do it. He's a very good and professional police officer. He's very smart. takes care of himself physically. He's not some piece of shit, right? And he very frequently holds dum-dums accountable for the shit they do. But still, the administrative level people have to do a better job than that. Like, you have to set a tone. This is protect and serve. When we go into a community on a deployment or something like that, very frequently somebody's like, hey, you know, people live here. You can't just fucking walk around shooting everything. It destabilizes things. It makes it harder to accomplish your mission when you do that. It's not just about doing the right thing. It's also about the mission and accomplishing your mission. Your mission is to have a peaceful community. If you're a cop, that's what you want, right? Yeah. You don't want to antagonize people and shit like that. On the other side, the protesters have to be willing to, this is goes back to the fucking silent majority show. Protesters, people that are leading these charges, need to be able to admit to themselves that there are assholes in their ranks. And how can we mitigate assholes? Well, there's one way you could do it. In this case, not provide projectiles for them. Find a different way to get people water. Done. When the cops showed up and be like, hey, we need to take care of all this shit because people are throwing these water bottles at us. Mm-hmm. Why didn't one of those parties, why didn't the cop or the protest leaders say, why don't we just go get red Solo cups and pour all the water in those and we'll get rid of these bottles? Like, how hard would that have been to do that? That is a very common sense response to this. It's not common sense to slash all their shit up and throw it out in the street and leave it there. And it's not common sense to tell the cops to go fuck themselves when they say, hey, could you not pass these out because people are throwing at them? Both of those people are right in that situation, but they did not make a fucking they didn't communicate together and come up with a solution together. And so both results were bad, right?
Yeah.
Everybody lost in that situation. And this is a situation where everyone should have won. And it's disappointing, honestly. Like, I put just as much blame on the protest leader as I do on the police officer who was involved in this. We have to stop this bullshit. Like, you have to be able to...
It's just poor management.
What's the solution? The solution is what you should be looking for in that situation, right? Mm-hmm. And what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. It's not acceptable for people to be throwing shit at police. It's not acceptable for a protest leader, once they have the information that people are throwing these objects at police, to continue passing them out. Those are fucking bad decisions. Those are wrong decisions. Not just bad, they're wrong. It's wrong to do that. You're putting people's lives at risk. But it's also a bad decision to escalate things, right? Good decisions are made when the most amount of people weigh in on a subject. You get the most amount of information and you cover the most amount of people. You decide what a solution is that is acceptable and helps the most people while hurting the least. That is what democracy is all about, and we're failing at it right now, and it's disappointing because I know a lot of these people. I know you can do better. Yeah. I know that we collectively can do better. I know a lot of people that protest. You can do better too. Like, it doesn't matter if you're right. It doesn't matter if in general you're right. You have to do it the right way still. And I don't mean how you protest. I mean, if somebody's in danger, you have to take care of that situation. You have to make it so no one's in danger. Otherwise, people that feel in danger, those cops that feel like they're in danger, they're not listening to you.
Yeah.
So you haven't accomplished your goal. All these people in America that support police, that think that their friends and family and that are police officers are now under attack, they're not listening to what you're saying. They don't hear a goddamn word you say. So there's so much more responsibility on the aggrieved party in this situation, which is very bizarre, right? Yeah. And it's hard. I don't think people want to admit that. I think people want to be like, well, cops should just fuck off. Like, man, that's not a goddamn answer to anything. LA is about to find that shit out.
Yeah.
That's not an answer. And if you want to see a solution, then be part of the solution. Don't just expose the lie. Correct the lie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I back to the LA thing, because we very lightly touched upon it at the top of the episode, but this is... It happened last night. I remember reading this article super late last night. That's Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles,
yeah,
has said that he will take, what is it, $150 million?
Somewhere between $100 and $150 million, yeah.
Yeah, from the police budget and give them back towards, give that money back to the community. And
they need to articulate this a little better. Because
a lot better. Because
if they're talking about taking the militarized equipment away from, like, rural police stations and turning, or in urban police stations, and turning that back into economic programs that will create true upward mobility for people to get the fuck out of ghettos and then eliminate ghettos altogether.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down with that for 100%, but that's not what they said. it comes from this tone of like, oh, fuck these guys. We're not going to give them money anymore.
Right, right.
Like that's...
And there's been a lot of chatter today in particular after that you know, story came out last night out of Los Angeles where a lot of people were like, fuck this. We should just defund the police in general.
Yeah.
Good what luck with that. If you want to live in that, in a world without police, good fucking luck.
Well, it exists already. It's called Somalia.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And just pop on over to Somalia. See how they're doing and decide if you really want your life to be like that.
Or go down
to
Mexico.
That's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. And in L.A., look, I live there. Fuck, mm-hmm. Jesse, you live there longer than I did, obviously. The first thing, and you talk to any police officer there, that they say is, hey, man, we're underfunded. We need more funds. They're stretched thin as it is in L.A. because of how big it is. The traffic and everything else, like, it's fucking impossible to respond at all times. And then you've got the police, you know, choppers and all that other shit. Like, good luck, dude. You're going to take $150 million away? Good fucking luck, L.A. It seems like the entire state of California is just slowly trying to become Somalia, where you're like, hey, man, if you don't want police or laws or fucking anything else going on, like open borders.
It's not Somalia. It's Venezuela there. And I'll tell you why. Once you get people so dependent on the government for sustenance and for information and opinions, like the government's like, oh, this is how we feel about this. And everyone's like, yeah, that's how California feels about this. Like, no, that's how that one guy felt about it. But maybe we should keep talking. I don't know. But that's how it becomes intrinsically authoritarian, because when people lose their ability to function as individuals, and this is what the fuck goddamn Thomas Jefferson was talking about when he wanted a weakened central government instead of the strong central government like Hamlet wanted. When people lose the profit motive individually, I'm not talking about like a big corporation having a profit motive. I'm talking about the individual saying, I go put in hard work, I get good shit, right? That's what we need on the individual level throughout society, everywhere. That's why, to me, at least economic conservatism makes way more sense. When you allow people to fucking fall into these traps of relying on the government for shit and not being creative or hardworking or whatever the case is, it becomes authoritarian. Our authoritarianism becomes necessary. Those people have become sheep, and now they need to be led like sheep, right? It's so stupid. It's so goddamn stupid. Fascism like that and hardcore socialism always comes from the left. Mm-hmm. Always. It's always like you get so far left, you become far right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's that kind of sense. Like nobody starts out with, like in Germany, the way fascism came about there was because a group of people were taught to hate the people that the government had tricked into, you know, living on government subsistence all that time.
Yeah.
It's a function of that shit. You can't fucking do that, man. It's not what our country is about, but it also history proves that it's not effective.
No, and if this continues the way California is going, there's going to be a mass exodus of people. And like, wait till this kicks in next year, and you're $150 million short. That state's always on the brink of bankruptcy, anyways. Good fucking luck, dude, if you're going to try to take money away from the police department.
I heard something interesting, and I don't think it's feasible or anything, but a couple of people that I follow have recommended or suggested or at least reposted that this idea that settlements when police officers get sued for brutality should come out of the police pension fund, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, legally speaking, that has no footing. You
No.
could never apply something like that. But the idea behind it coming out of that individual's pension makes some sense to me. I would say it only had to be an egregious case, but that's all nonsense, to be honest. Because you have to make that a law, then you have to trust the government to apply it effectively. And
we know how that goes.
Yeah, you can't government will always fuck.
That's why the Tenth Amendment exists. Again, yeah. I say that every time, but it's the Tenth Amendment exists to make sure that the federal government doesn't take more power, and every president
wants
has
more
taken.
Power.
Taken more and more and more and more.
No.
The 10th Amendment is bullshit.
Next up, a chicken company CEO indicted for price fixing, the CEO of Pilgrim's Pride, Jason Penn. is one of four current and former chicken company executives indicted Wednesday on charges of price fixing. The U.S. Department of Justice said a federal grand jury in Colorado found that executives from Greeley, Colorado-based Pilgrim's Pride, and Claxton, Georgia-based Claxton Poultry Farms conspired to fix prices and rig bids for broiler chickens from at least 2012 to 2017.
Let me tell you why I hate this. Because now I have to admit that Jared was right. If you go back and listen to the dolphin episode,
yeah.
He was talking about Brazilian companies having a heavy influence over the chicken market, specifically in the United States.
Yeah.
Alec is going to end up having to fucking cut this part out and then match it up with the old video that we found then. I fucking hate, because he says so much crazy bullshit.
That you're like, whatever. And then you're like, God
yeah.
damn.
Yeah.
So now I don't know if we need to look again at the cod crisis.
Well, the Maybe. Cod crisis, too.
Yeah.
Was real.
I don't know if I believe that one.
Many articles.
I'd like to get a Project Veritas undercover thing with James O'Keefe on that.
That guy, come on.
Did you see the video today?
No, I can't.
I watched the Antifa one. That's worth a watch.
We shan't.
It was worth a watch. But the rest of it's kind of wonky.
This is fucked up, though. I wonder, like, just from a legal standpoint, I got super high last night. I was thinking about this from a legal standpoint. Like, it's not just about the fact that the guy committed economic crime or white collar crime, like price fixing. You know what I mean? That's one thing altogether. But when you're fucking with the food supply or energy or the water supply or something like that, should it be like, I don't agree with the hate crime designation. I think that's retarded. Crime is crime, motherfucker. If you kill somebody, whatever race they are, you're done.
Yeah.
That's it. But in this case, when you attack the infrastructure of the company, company of the country, I feel like maybe there might be something more to charge this guy with than just white collar crimes. You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
You would think there would be something bigger at a federal level.
I don't know if that's, maybe that exists or not. Maybe if there's any attorneys or constitutional law people out there that would know about that, I'd really love to hear about that, because I couldn't find anything on the interwebs about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Last article, Black Lives Matter plans armed peaceful officers in war on police, a New York leader says. Explain this one, because there's been some back and forth going on both sides here about who was doing what and why and what their actual motives were. Explain this case.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a taking the what the Black Panthers did back in the day and the Nation of Islam, a couple of other organizations. Basically, what they did was they had armed Black people, members of their community, patrolling their own neighborhoods.
Right.
It makes sense to me. That makes sense to me in a way. Like, I understand why someone would want that.
It's like a neighborhood watch.
Yeah, but armed, and they're not armed to look out for criminals. They're armed to look out for police. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think that it is a misstep. I think it's a step in the wrong direction. Like, if you want to continue to isolate, and this is de facto segregation, by the way. It's what I was talking about before. Do you want an all-white police force? Because I don't. I don't want that. I want everyone to have the equal amount of justice, and it only happens when everyone is equally represented. That's why on DC license plate, it still says taxation without representation, because they're not a state, so they don't fucking get a vote.
Yeah.
They pay federal taxes. They don't get a vote. They don't have a congressman, for example, or a senator.
Yeah.
It's the foundation of this country. Representation in government, because you pay taxes. Like, it's the social contract. I'm going to give you some of my money. You're going to be able to tax me. That's fine. But you're going to defend me from foreign aggressors. You're going to defend me from assholes here. And you're going to make sure that, you know, we all have a reasonable shot to make it. That's the social contract. And this is not part of it. This is just wrong in every way. I understand that it's a visceral and emotional reaction to a lot of bullshit. I got it. But this is bad leadership on his part. The guy's name is Hank Newsom. He's the New York chapter chairman of BLM.
Hawk Newsom.
Hawk Newsom, yeah.
Yeah.
Hank would have been better.
Hank would have been sweet.
Although Hawk is a pretty good name. If he's got a tattoo of a fucking hawk on his chest or something, and he does every interview with his shirt open so you can see the hawk, I'd be down with that.
Sure. We got a guy in the hawk in the on the message boards every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's him.
Maybe.
Could be him.
What if it was? He watches the show. Now it's time to get to the drinking bro of the week. This one is out to Stefan Perez. Every night since the protests began in Detroit, there have been clashes with the police. While Detroit hasn't seen the property damage other major cities have seen, they've had issues of their own. Monday night, while taking heat from other protesters for being a pussy, these are his words, Stefan Perez took charge of the situation and convinced protesters to go home at the 8 p.m. curfew. Because of his actions over the last few days, protests in Detroit have gone well. And Detroit Police Chief James Craig on Wednesday night stated the curfew would not be enforced. We're making a decision to support them, Chief Craig stated. Perez isn't a looter or a rioter. He isn't a cop. He realized that the situation was becoming untenable and took the opportunity to lead, and cooler heads prevailed. He took personal responsibility for the people in his area of influence, and he effected real change and provided a positive outcome for his city and his community. The key to this is that Stefan Perez is 16 years old. 16. And this kid is doing something that most adults can't or haven't done.
And he's got balls, too. I mean, I watched his interview yesterday, and he's not, like, capitulating or anything like that. He's not saying, oh, we should just do what the government tells us. He's like, hey, these guys are fucked up, but if we force a conflict and people on our side get hurt, all it does is escalate. I'm like, wow, you sound like a 40-year-old.
Yes, and he's 16 years old. Cheers to Stefan Perez. I like hearing stories
Look,
like
if we're going
to
call out...
It's a great way to end the day.
Yeah, if we're going to call out shitheads,
yeah,
then you have to be ready to pat people on the back when they do the right shit, too. Otherwise, you're just a fucking cunt.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. For D'Anthony Holloway, Jesse Wiseman, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinkin' Bros Fake News. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody.